On this day, October 5, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1970, when in Sydney hundreds of people waited for hours to see the first Boeing 747 jumbo jet landing in Australia, in Canberra it was announced that the Canberra School of Music, which since 1965 had occupied a converted Mothercraft Centre next to the Manuka swimming pool, would move. The School of Music had started with four instructors and director Ernest Llewellyn, but within 5 years added two buildings, 15 instructors and administrators, and almost 700 students. The school's new building would be on the former Canberra High School grounds, next to the ANU, where it has been since 1976, greatly expanded, and with, of course, concerts in its Llewellyn Hall. As for the old Mothercraft Centre in Manuka, it opened in 1937 as the Griffith Child Welfare Centre, the first of its kind in the ACT. Associated with the Mothercraft Society, it promoted infant hygiene and the importance of breastfeeding, concepts gradually introduced into hospitals and homes, reducing the high rate of infant mortality in Australia. The centre housed the first public playgroup in the ACT in 1942 and was instrumental in the development of the Canberra Nursery Kindergarten Society. The first centre building with detached garage and driveways remains relatively intact. After the School of Music moved, the centre was renamed the Manuka Arts Centre and became, and still is, home to Photo Access and Art Sound FM Community Radio. Also on this day in 1970, Janis Joplin was found dead in a Hollywood hotel. And it felt like a That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, October 6, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1950, the Great Levant brought his Levant Show to Queanbeyan's showgrounds, huge marquee theatre. The Great Levant was an Australian illusionist whom the International Brotherhood of Magicians had in 1939 voted the world's greatest magician. Among his many innovations was the impaling illusion. Don't try at home. Born in Sydney, the Great Levant grew up in Wangaratta, where his father bred pigs. He gained attention with such feats as jumping fully shackled from Melbourne's Princes Bridge. Touring the world non-stop from 1935 to 1940, he developed a magic show with comedy, singers, animals, a cast of 40. He then toured Australia extensively. His Queanbeyan show of 1950 promised music, mirth and melody with illusionism, singers, dancers, acrobats and contortionists, and brilliant frocking. On this day in 1970, the Arts Council's Lunch Hour Comic Opera at the Playhouse presented a Philharmonic Society production of the first work of 25-year-old Arthur Sullivan, several years before his first Gilbert and Sullivan collaborations. Cox and Box, written in 1866, was a great success on the London stage. Bounder, a landlord, lets a room to two lodgers, one who works nights, the other days. When one has a day off, they run into each other, and all hell breaks loose, as in this 2005 BBC of Wales recording.
Disaster! Mr. Cox had got a day's holiday, came back, and confronted Mr. Box over a mutton chop. Who are you, sir? Tell me who.
In Canberra, John Garlick played the shifty landlord, Phil Perman and Alan Hall, the eponymous tenants, with Barbara Hall at the piano. Reviewer W.L. Hoffman declared it altogether an excellent production and a pleasant way indeed to spend a lunch hour. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, October 7, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. In 1940, The ACT Advisory Council was fretting about a blitzkrieg of magpie attacks. The council was debating whether to enact a 1938 motion that all vicious magpies be summarily dealt with. Some councillors deplored the idea. Others fretted over reports that two magpies had assailed a prostrate three-year-old on a Red Hill street while swooped boys had lost control of their bicycles. And surely the peck of carrion-eating magpies could cause tetanus. On this day in 1960 at Albert Hall, the Canberra Philharmonic Society presented the Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan in a production by Lois Bellingham with conductor Les Pogson. Also in 1960, Canberra Rep continued to present Crap's Last Tape by Samuel Beckett and the Ball Prima Donna of Eugene Ionesco, Dr. R.F. Brissenden of the Canberra University College, about to become the ANU School of General Studies, produced the play's three-week run. The Ball Prima Donna is an absurdist comedy by Romanian-French playwright Eugene Ionesco, first produced in Paris a decade before this, its Canberra debut. It remains today one of the most performed French plays. In Samuel Beckett's Crap's Last Tape, Canberra and Jeremy Beckett, no relation, played an old man reminiscing sourly over a tape recording about his life. The machine it played on was the only prop on stage.
What I suddenly saw then was this, that the belief I had been going on all my life, namely... great granite rocks, the foam flying up in the light of the lighthouse, and the wind gauge spinning like a propeller.
That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, October 8, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1940, women's only audiences filled matinee and evening performances at Albert Hall of a three-act mannequin play, A Day in the Life of Three Smart Girls in Bedroom, Bathroom and Salon. Sponsored by J.B. Young Department Store, the play informed women about how they could support local clothing retailers during the war. Actor models exhibited women's clothing in household settings, culminating in a wedding scene. On this day in 1970, Anna Russell, comedian extraordinaire, came to the Canberra Theatre to present her hilarious lampoons of opera and classical music. Born in London in 1911, Anna Russell performed at music festivals with leading orchestras and in her own Broadway show. In 1968, she settled in Sydney and toured Australia extensively, including country towns. Her show, The Last Gasp of Anna Russell, included her renowned send-ups Wagner's Ring of the Nibelung and Wind Instruments I Have Known. Reviewer Sue Nichols found the Canberra performance glorious, a hysterical romp. She wrote, "I had never realised how bawdy bagpipes could be. Late in life, Russell lived at Rosedale near Batemans Bay, and when she died in 2006 at the age of 94, a New York Times obituary celebrated her as the prima donna of operatic parody, who gave indelibly grating performances of a song she identified as Blitz's Schlumpf to demonstrate what it is like to sing with no voice but great art.
Great many singers will strain every nerve to make themselves into dramatic sopranos, thereby ruining the very nice voice they already have. Because to be a dramatic soprano requires not so much the attributes of a singer as those of a successful auctioneer or hog caller."
That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, October 9, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1950, Gheorghe Sándor, pianist, performed at Albert Hall. A Bach fantasy, a Beethoven sonata, a Liszt rhapsody, a Chopin nocturne and polonaise. The Canberra Times Review hailed the 37-year-old Hungarian as brilliant, completely confident in the most difficult passages. A rapt audience of 500 repeatedly demanded an encore of his Chopin polonaise in A-flat major. This weekend in 1970, a Sunday afternoon recital of sea shanties on the Carillon in Lake Burley Griffin. John Gordon played windlass, capstan and halyard shanties, hymns and other music of the sea, What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor, Billy Boy, Blow the Man Down. The Royal Australian Navy East Australia Area Band, under the baton of Lieutenant Norman Gullick, played too. Meanwhile, in 1970, filming proceeded all week of Demonstrator, an Australian film about politics and the generation gap set in Canberra. That culminated in a demonstration scene outside the Academy of Science involving thousands of extras. The charity Outreach cannily organised a Sunday afternoon of entertainment to hold the attention of the masses between takes. Seven bands performed: Swing Shop Agency, Canyon, Fortified Few, Midnight Blue, Bruce Lansley and the Presidents, Black Velvet, and Carlton Sound plus Marty Roan. There was a fashion parade too, and exhibitions of modern, classical, and national dancing, all compared by radio personality Holger Brockman. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region.